our musical guest sounds like this. Brand new single out today, played for us for Heroes Ed Live a couple of weeks ago, sold out the Three Arena only a couple of months ago. Always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Gavin James.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad at all. And yourself?
Oh, I'm grand. I'm just looking at my dog now. He's going to start barking. Every time I do an interview, he starts barking. He's going to say hi.
On cue, hopefully.
Oh, you're here now in a minute. Well, thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Look, congratulations, the single Boxes out today. Maybe we jump back before we talk about the new single. Timing, I feel, is extremely important in life. Your final gig before lockdown, before everything went haywire, Three Arena. What a way to go out for a little while.
To be honest, I was absolutely freaking it, because I mean it was when people weren't really sure exactly what was happening, and it didn't escalate really until like 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the Three Arena, so I was quite happy I got to do that one. I was looking forward to it for like a year. it was a massive gig. It's great for the crew and everybody as well. It's great to kind of have a last hurrah before everything kind of turned off for a while, so it was great fun. I'm still hanging, to be honest.
A couple of months or weeks down the line, you very kindly joined us for Heroes Aid Live. It was the Sunday of the Maybank holiday. It was a hugely enjoyable live stream gig, of course a fundraiser for Heroes Aid. And when I was looking at your performance, I mean, I'm just obsessed actually with the little glimpses we're getting into people's homes, if that doesn't sound too creepy, because I know a lot of people are just going, oh, what's the interior design like? And your place looked pretty cool now, I have to say.
I mean, to be honest, I just chucked all of the things that I have in my front room into that room. So, like, I have like a pantry that I bought, and then my pantry is called Jerry because my dad's called Jerry. So I put Jerry in the background, and I put like, have these, I have a lot of wacky things, to be honest. And my house is full of like really random things. Like I have these mad birds, this bird lamp with three parrots. That's hilarious looking, and I have like popcorn. I have a habit of getting really quirky, weird things, particularly when I'm on the road. If I'm away somewhere, I always bring back some mad stuff. More or less, my house is full of Back to the Future crap and Alice in Wonderland stuff. So it's a bit weird, but yeah.
I love a little bit of paraphernalia, and I think it was you and John Gibbons that were tied for the title of Best Interior Decor on the night.
He's a legend, man. He's a legend. I didn't see his gaff. To be honest, I had a few beers after my set, so I was flying by the time he was on.
You weren't taking any note of interior decor when John Gibbons was on. You were done for the day.
Yeah, I was gone.
I noticed as well, actually, on social as well, but you have had the isolation haircut, judging by your Instagram more than a week on now. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, you know what? Luckily, I can't see the back of my head, so it makes me feel a lot better. But the rest of it seems all right.
Did you go at it yourself, or did you get assistance? Did you buy like a clippers set? How did you do it?
Oh no, actually my missus is a dog groomer, so she did it first. So it was the first ever human haircut. So it was quite funny actually. She is freaking as she was. It was very funny. But
brilliant.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. It might be a new career path, you never know.
Exactly. So she would have had all the equipment for grooming and clipping dogs. So, you know, human dogs, what's the difference?
Yeah, my paws look class as well, like, you know.
We're glad you're gone in the stylish direction. I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to be greedy as well, actually, and ask you, because I know you mentioned that one of the things you've been occupying yourself with during lockdown is making cookies. Can we get the Gavin James recipe, please?
I mean, if I had an actual Gavin James recipe, I'd give it to you. But the one I kind of did, I just used loads of butter and like softened it a little bit, and then like light brown sugar, and then like a little bit of oat more sugar, and then a lot more sugar, and then vanilla extract, and then an egg, and a bit of flour. And then, I mean, to be honest, I looked up something online and it didn't have a measuring cup, so I just kind of chucked it all in there. It ended up actually tasting pretty good somehow.
What is the texture like, Gavin? Are we talking, say, as soft as a Subway cookie or more crumbly?
I was just about to say Subway cookie. I had the kind of melted...
Oh, yes.
In the middle, it wasn't totally cooked in the middle, but on the sides, it was crispy in the middle. When you got in there, it was like a medium rare steak. cookie.
I like that analogy. A medium rare cookie. How would you like your cookies done today, sir? Subway cookies.
That's cookie there.
Oh, Jesus. I can't wait until Subway opens just to get a cookie. I don't even care for sandwiches at this time.
Cookies.
The new single out today. Was this made in isolation lockdown? Was this ready, prepped to go with some finishing touches? How did this come together?
You know, this song, it's a song called Boxes. I had it in the bag 3 years ago and it was meant to be on the Only Take It Home album. But I kind of... With the way the production went and the way I kind of went with it, I think I got a bit carried away with the production, and I just eventually, when I listened to it at the end, I was just like, oh no, this sounds terrible. But now, after like not releasing it 3 years ago or so, trying to re-evaluate what it was, and then it was my favourite song. It was gonna be like a main single off the second album. Then it would have been a waste to put it out back then. So I kind of decided to rejig it and take a lot of this stuff off, and I did a lot of, me and my buddy Ollie Green, he's in London at the moment, we both did it together, and we did it together. He's amazing. So we've been back and forth kind of during lockdown tweaking it and stuff, because I have a little setup here. But yeah, it turned out I'm very excited with this song, more so than any of the other ones I've released, to be honest. It's a bit different. It's a different step into like the next album.
Gavin James, always a pleasure to talk to you. We're not talking about festivals this year. We're not even going to look ahead because people are trying to make predictions that we have no idea about. So Boxes...
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. We will take it as it comes. Gavin James, Boxes, congratulations. The best of luck with it. And thank you for talking to us once again, sir.
Thanks very much for having us on. Cheers.
Got a mila maha got to you, Gavin James. This song, it's going to be big. Predicting it right now. Gavin James, new music. This is called Boxes.
Went to the wrong school, wearing the wrong shoes. They told me that I should sit down and just bite my tongue. Cause if you're lucky, you'll get to university, say three Hail Marys, and everything bad will be gone.
Weekdays from 2:50.